countrywide on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by the Irish Farmers Journal, bringing 295,000 readers the latest farming news and the best of rural Ireland weekly.
Now, just imagine this. Three lads with nice pensionable jobs, one in the army, another in an accountancy firm and another in a semi-state company. And tell them then to just jack in their jobs, rent a glass house, and they have zero experience at doing what they're going to be doing, to go off and grow a crop that some of them haven't even tasted before. It really does sound like a recipe for a disaster, but it happened because a year on, cousins Sean and Gary Weldon, along with Shane Halpin, are running a 3-acre cucumber operation in Rush, North County Dublin. And Dara McCullough went along to meet the lads to hear their story and find out how they're getting on.
So we're standing here beside a plant. I can hear, is that the irrigation dripping off them, is it?
No, that's a leaky pipe there.
Oh, jeepers. There's always a leak, isn't there? So the pipes, is the food coming into the plant through the pipes, through the water, is it?
Yeah. Each plant has a dripper into the pot, and then that's given a solution of feed and water throughout the day. It's constantly monitored to adjust the feed that the plant needs.
This week there was a protest by the IFA about compost, and that the horticulture industry was going to go bust if it couldn't get access to compost. I'm not seeing much in the way of compost here.
No, we actually grow in rock wool, which is a different growing medium. It basically is spun out limestone, so as you can see yourself, it's a nice structure for the roots to grow through, and it holds a lot of water. It's like a big sponge, basically. You can see it there,
yeah.
And you see the roots, how well
it's
they grow
like
through it.
What would be in the insulation, maybe in the attic in a house, is it?
Pretty much, just without the glass.
Okay, is there potentially a sustainability issue with this system as well? Obviously, you don't need to use peat, which is a good thing. But rock wool, if you have to dump it every year, presumably it's not recyclable, is it?
Well, it's only rock and it's limestone-based, so we need to look into how we're disposing of it.
That's the problem for next year, is it? Yeah, jeez, sorry, give me a break. I'm just trying to get going here. Okay, let's talk about the cucumbers. So I'm just here standing beside a plant. They're literally hanking with cucumbers. There's one now that's probably, I'm going to say, a foot long, maybe. Is that ready for picking?
Yeah, we want anything above 300 grams, basically, is what we're going for.
So you're going by eye, is it?
Pretty much, yeah.
How long will a plant keep on throwing cucumbers for? I see on the same plant, there's little ones that are no bigger than my index finger.
Like, as soon as we take this large one off, the next ones will just grow, because the plant will just put it into the next one. So, like, we'll come in here tomorrow and, like, these ones will be swelled up. You nearly pick them tomorrow. It's so quick at growing, and once you have the big one off it, it goes to the next one. So it's constantly producing.
How much or how many cucumbers or how many pounds of cucumbers do you expect to get from a plant?
I think we've been getting roughly 30 to 60. Or 30 to 50, something like that, per plant. Now that obviously changes.
30 to 60 cucumbers.
Cucumbers, yeah. If you get the right conditions, the plant will just keep growing. The only reason they stop growing is because we pull them out. You know.
And why would you pull them out?
They get to a point where if you will actually get more cucumbers over a period of time by starting a new crop. Because inevitably, if you keep taking cucumbers off this plant, it is going to slow down. It will keep producing cucumbers, but not as quick as, say, a new crop.
Yeah.
So that's why we put in new crops. We do 5 crops a year.
I've been to tomato glasshouse before, and the lads are pumping CO2 into the glass, because that drives on the plants even further, controlling the insects. Is it the same level of control here?
Yeah.
Well, it's your boiler's your problem, Gary.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Problem is right. Yeah. Jesus, it's like my mistress. But it's a fairly efficient system, in the sense that we do burn gas that will obviously produce CO2, but we will put that back into the glasshouse. The plant needs about 500 ppm parts per million, and we try to keep it at that in the glasshouse.
What would it be normally, like, outside the glass?
About 400, 350, 400. The lads who used to own the place kind of had over the 40 years, they've noticed that go up just naturally itself, which is just an interesting point there, but we try to keep
That's climate change for you, right?
Yeah, exactly. There's the man now.
Oh, there's the man himself. Come on in. You're very welcome to your own glass house. Who have we got here?
Tom Collins.
Hiya, Tom. Come on over here.
King of the cucumbers.
You're the man that handed over the reins.
Yeah. We retired in 2019. That was our last growing season. Yeah. And then the guys showed interest in possibly wanting to lease it, and we spent it the next 8 or 10 months negotiating, and here they are, new blood into the industry.
Yeah.
This glass house we're standing in went up in 1972.
There you go, 50 years 50 ago.
50 years ago.
Mother of God, doesn't bear contemplating, does it? And you were a young buck at the time?
My father died suddenly, and I was only just turning 17 at the time. And then a couple of years later, invested here.
For the likes of Shane or Gary or Sean standing here when they're your age, what will they be standing in? What will they be growing? What will the market be like? I know it's kind of hard to crystal ball gaze, but what kind of trends are you seeing?
Well, the trends is into very high-tech greenhouses, which are being built at a huge rate all over the world. But cost is the main thing, and getting the money to do it.
What kind of money are you talking about?
You're looking at probably around €1 million an acre.
€1 million an acre?
Yeah.
For modern glass?
Yeah. That's with everything included.
Wow. High stakes stuff, isn't it?
High stakes, but to future-proof your business going forward, that's the sort of thing that needs to be done.
Now, this is the pack house where all the magic happens, right? Actually, there's a question. Every cucumber you buy in a shop is shrink-wrapped. What's the point of that?
Well, it actually increases the shelf life of the cucumber exponentially. You know, if you didn't wrap it, it might last a week before you start seeing deterioration of the cucumber. But when you wrap it, it can last up to three, four weeks.
When you say deteriorating, what do you mean?
Like the cucumber will dry out. It'll start getting smaller, lose weight. The taste changes as well. You know, you just lose that freshness.
Okay, so the plastic is actually extending the shelf life.
100%.
And
yeah,
reducing
yeah.
the food waste. Okay, all right, so... Yeah. There's a reason for everything.
Of course,
okay, can we? You're telling me that these cucumbers are a lot tastier. I'm holding the microphone here. Can somebody do the honours for me and cut a slice? I presume these are just ready to eat. Lovely hurling. Mm-hmm. Yep. Crunchy. Fresh. Cucumbery. Am I saying all the right things?
Yeah.
But there is a difference, isn't there? Like a fresh cucumber. If I just had a little bit of gin and tonic now, it'd be really ideal, right?
It's the other glass house for
it. I presume you all love your cucumbers, right?
Yeah, yeah, I love them.
Yeah. What about you now?
Yeah.
You're saying suspiciously quiet on this one.
I'd be a little bit of a picky eater, so I'd never really eaten one until, I'd say, about this time last year, maybe, when we started looking.
You hadn't eaten one until this time last year?
When we started looking into this, I said, God, I better taste these cucumbers. So I had a cucumber sandwich then when I was away, and, they're lovely. Now, our stuff doesn't compare, like, it's miles ahead.
Yeah, he sent us a picture.
I sent the lads a picture.
He is blushing furiously now, yeah? Seriously, you hadn't eaten a cucumber?
No,
until
never.
This time last year.
Yeah, I'd say so. Yeah.
So you've reconciled yourself with cucumbers, anyway. Yeah?
I have. Yeah, I've been inundated with them now recently, so I'm making up for lost time definitely over the last couple of years.
Yeah, that's Gary and Sean Weldon and Shane Helpin there talking to Darragh McCullough earlier this week. The best of luck in the future, lads.